If you are tuning in now, you are listening to the maiden voyage of And Another Thing, a podcast that promises not to be like something you've heard before. Okay, I can't really make that promise, but it's a podcast, and it's another thing from Be a Leader. And I am Jennifer Olney. I am the founder of Be a Leader, and I hope you will enjoy the next few minutes. And if not, I am sorry for wasting your time. But this is a podcast that I hope will entertain, enlighten, and allow you to explore. Okay, I sound like Jeff Bridges. If you've seen the latest commercial, and that's kind of our topic today, with Jeff Bridges, spoken words with Jeff Bridges, it's only a commercial that I think Gary Busey could probably love. And really, that's not saying a lot. Today's topic is going to be the Super Bowl of marketing. As I'm sure you're probably getting ready, if you live in the United States or any country around the globe where football is not soccer, you are getting ready to watch the big game. And for millions of us in the United States who have been trained by the NFL to take this day as a national holiday, we will be preparing gluttonous amounts of food, junk food, beer, and other assorted goods that are probably not very good for us, so that we can enjoy men getting concussions. Well, that's pretty much what the NFL has become. And if you've watched the news of late, we're also going to keep an eye on Tom Brady's balls. I mean, Tom Brady's footballs. So, with that said, I had the ability this week, and I'm sure many other folks did too, to check out the latest commercials that we'll be enjoying tonight during the big game. And my, is there an assortment, as there is every year. Of course, there's some always the notables, the Budweisers, who always try to lure us into their fabulous products with beer with puppies and horses and other cute things. But this year, what's really noticeable, I found, is that a lot of the bigger brands that we're kind of accustomed to, Chrysler and Volkswagen, they opted out this year. They're not putting together Super Bowl ads. So that means more airtime for newer brands. Yay. So one of the brands I saw recently that I came across was out of Mexico, of all places, Avocados for Mexico, and they're doing a mock draft. So it's kind of an interesting take. You're not going to forget avocados once you see the ad. And I should mention, too, you'll be seeing this podcast that'll be posted on the Be a Leader website as part of a blog post. And I'm going to be putting up clips of all the commercials so that you can take a look at the clip, vote for your favorites, tell me why you hated them, tell me why you love them. I'd love to hear your feedback. But for many of us that watch the Super Bowl, unless we have a dog supposedly in the fight, we're really not into the game. In fact, this year, I think there's more of a backlash against the NFL itself, so much that given all the scandals, the bad PR, Roger Goodell, and the like, I think this year they're predicting over 112 million viewers. And unfortunately, they're getting that number because of a snowstorm that's predicted for Chicago and New York. So they're hoping to capture that audience, which could just be because they're captured by snow. It's not that they're watching it because of the game. In fact, most of them could care less. If they live in New York, the Giants aren't playing, the Jets aren't in, and haven't been for quite a while. At this point, people are just sort of watching the game as if they're a football fan, maybe, or that it's an experience, but they're not really into watching the game itself. And I can't blame them. I feel the same way. I am a sports fan, but I lean more towards hockey. I'm very Canadian for an American, as my friends will say. But to me, the game has lost so much of its integrity in just the past year. And I think the scandals have taken a big turn and a big impact in how people view American football. And I have to say that because a lot of our international folks will say, well, that's not football, it's soccer. So with that said, coming back around, I think this year, I think we are going to see the ratings probably not as high as predicted, even with the weather predictions. I don't think the NFL is not going to have as high a numbers as they're predicting. I really do think that when the ratings come out tomorrow, it's probably going to be a little bit lower than the predictions are giving. And that being because I think the PR hit from the NFL has been significant. Will that affect the sponsors? Probably. But I think the fact that a lot of these sponsors have released their ads ahead of time, they've started their hashtag campaigns, such as one that I reference here, Real Strength, which is Dove this year. And Dove is usually known for their Real Women campaign. Well, this year they're putting the spotlight on guys, and rightfully so, I think, because they have neglected men for a long time. And I think that's a segment of the market that has been neglected. And hold up on that thought, because, and the reason I say that is because I think that Dove has made a difference in how women view themselves and using real women, but they don't focus, and much like a lot of other products, they don't focus on men. So I think that campaign is actually one that I highlight and talk about a little bit later. But I think that the marketers are a little smarter this year and going after getting ahead of the Super Bowl, getting their ads out ahead of time online, starting their campaigns a little bit earlier than the game, and getting not so much banking on the viewership during the game, but banking on the fact that they can transfer the audience that most likely will be online during the game, not so much on TV. So I think that's going to make a big difference for a lot of these brands. This year, like I said, there's a lot of newcomers that are coming on because some big brands did opt out. And last year alone, there were 12 car makers who had spots, 30 to 60 second spots during the Super Bowl. This year, only two that I can think of off the top of my head, which were BMW has an ad with Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel, and Kia has invested with Pierce Brosnan from James Bond fame, and Remington Steele, if you're as old as me. And thank God, I just want to say with Kia, I appreciate you not including the hamsters this year. So those two brands are really the only two car makers that look to be making a big splash in big advertising new commercials for the Super Bowl, which is really odd because this is really the time of year that a lot of brands, especially car makers, and I'm thinking back to last year with Bob Dylan, with Chrysler, and the year before, which was the most poignant ad, I think, was where Chrysler Jeep, had the commercial with Paul Harvey, the I Am a Farmer. And I think that ad still resonates 2 years later. And it's interesting that they wouldn't buy advertising or create a new spot today, knowing that people can still recall that ad from the Super Bowl. So these newcomers that have bought in, one of the new hashtags is Win It Glue. And the company is a very small company, and they are looking to advertise this with this hashtag. It's called Losite. And, or I might be saying that wrong, but they make a super glue. And so their hashtag tonight is going to be Win At Glue. And they've invested a whole hell of a lot of cash so that you'll get to know this little known company. And maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. That's always the crapshoot. but it's already got my attention with the hashtag. So I'm already wondering what this ad's going to be about. A couple of the other smaller brands coming in, which is Ucool, which is an online gaming app, they actually only decided a few weeks ago to purchase advertising for the Super Bowl. Kind of interesting. At the last minute, didn't have a lot of money to other than buy the advertising space, and then decided to produce their own ad, didn't go out to an outside source, and they're just using their app itself as the advertising, which some ways you could say that kind of cheapens the experience for the viewer, because are you going to get some low-end commercial during the Super Bowl when the viewer is expecting something very high-end, something very extraordinary, and yet you're going to just throw up a 30-second cartoon clip? So it'll be interesting to see if these newcomers come in and make a big difference. A couple of new ads, a couple of bigger brands that are coming in are Carnival Cruise and Always Feminine Products. And Always's campaign is going to be I Am a Girl, what it looks like. And this ad, I think they ran something very similar to it a while ago, and it's actually kind of a campaign they've had for some time. The thought around the commercial is what it looks like to walk like a girl, throw like a girl. And it's sort of the feminine empowerment theme that they're running with there. So while I think that's a great idea, it'll be interesting to see how it plays at a Super Bowl audience. Few of the ads are really just more of the same, and I'm disappointed, I have to say, because I think Budweiser, you know, is the tried and true traditional brand that you see during the Super Bowl, but I'm getting kind of tired of the lost dog, and I'm tired of the puppy, and I'm tired of, you know, and we saw what happened to GoDaddy, if you've caught on to that. Unfortunately, GoDaddy had a bad brand moment with their ad and a puppy. But I'm really kind of over Budweiser at this point, and I'm getting tired of the sappy dog ads and the sappy, you know, Clydesdale, and, you know, it's time to move on. I mean, you're trying to make people cry in their beer, and it's memorable for some, but to me, it's the same old formula, and it same goes to Bud Light's hashtag, whatever happens. An interesting ad they're going to run tonight is with turning it in, you know, are you up for going into whatever happens, and the guy ends up playing a human Pac-Man machine. That's going to resonate to a certain audience, but to me, it's sort of pandering to me because I'm of that generation, Gen X. I remember Pac-Man. But at the same time, I'm kind of over that. Last year when they ran that ad campaign, it was great because there were so many cameos in the ad. This one, it's like they're phoning that in. So I think Budweiser needs to step up their game. I think they've kind of played out these two scenarios of the dogs and the horses and the whatever happens. It's time for them to kind of come up with a new campaign. Snickers is going to run an ad tonight. And while I love the original idea of when Betty White and getting tackled, it was great and it made sense. I think they've kind of run out of, again, it's the same formula. They've run out of ideas. Tonight, it's Danny Trio. And if you're familiar with his work, he was Machete. He was in From Dusk to Dawn. He did a lot of work with Quentin Tarantino. And he's going to do a spoof of Marsha Brady. And I have, like I said, I have the video up on the blog post. It's cute, but it's played. And I think people are tired of seeing the same old thing. And those are not memorable ads. Those are not ads that I'm going to recall 5 years from now, like I do, or even 20 or 30 years from now, such as Wendy's Where's the Beef. I'm not going to recall the Danny Trio ad. I'm not going to remember, you know, the Budweiser Pac-Man ad. These are the kinds of ads that are throwaway. So I think the brands that are kind of the traditional tried and true brands for the Super Bowl need to kind of get back into their game and think of some new ways to make those memorable moments through the Super Bowl, because that's how you win this game. That's how you win the marketing brand moment, is that you make it memorable. You make it something we're not going to forget. And I want to give, and my last video that I want to talk about is an ad that I think we will be talking about Monday morning. It's called No More. And in light of the NFL's recent issues with Ray Rice, but not only that, in light of the fact that we don't talk about domestic violence and we don't give that topic enough airtime, I think this will be the ad that will stop everybody and have you talking and have you have a conversation. I'm not going to give away the ad. I'd like you to view it on the blog post. I think the ad speaks for itself. To me, it's a memorable ad. To me, it's an ad that is beyond marketing. It is an ad that I think you will remember. And I hope maybe you will pass that link on and show it to someone else. And I think that's an ad that was worth every dime of the 60 seconds that they paid for that ad. So that's my take. And this is the first podcast. Like I said, I'm testing this out, seeing if this is something I want to do further in the future. I do have some guests that are coming on board. I have a co-host that I may be bringing up as well. Sort of every time I say podcast, I end up getting something offered to me. So we'll see what happens. But this has been At Another Thing with Jennifer Olney. So enjoy the game. And I hope you have a great time and be well. Thanks.